I picked the exact same thing. We have identical brackets in the Midwest.
Wow.
How do you like that?
It's all chalk. It's the one bracket where I picked all chalk.
And look what happened. And you listen to the numbers and what happened. The numbers and the numbers gave you a great gift.
If you would have told me that I had missed that we're at the Elite Eight and I would have one game wrong in the Midwest, I would say I'm in first place.
I'm in first place.
I know.
I'm in...
We got these super geniuses who are doing so well.
I'm in 46th place.
Oh!
And I have a bracket where I got one wrong. That tells you that the other brackets...
are tight. These are some good-ass brackets.
Oh, my God. Can I just tell you that in the West bracket, I have four right.
Four... oh, of all the games?
Yeah.
I have six... I have nine right.
So I have 11 wrong.
I want to go back to the Midwest for a second.
And four right.
Let's go back to the Midwest because we were talking about the numbers. And in most cases, it's true. The higher number, what I mean by that is the higher ranked team, the team with the lower number.
That's right.
Is the team that won, except we both picked 11 Oregon over 6 South Carolina.
That's right. We knew.
And we both picked 8 Utah State over 9 TCU. But other than that, it was numbers all the way. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. That is interesting.
I hope you've learned your lesson about these numbers.
So let's just talk about this Purdue-Tennessee matchup. These are two teams that have played one another. They played in the Maui Classic earlier this year, and Purdue was able to come away with the win. So Ainsley Street on our Discord is a huge Purdue fan, and she said something like, please excuse my posts during this upcoming game. Our earlier game with Tennessee was one of the roughest games that I can remember. And she is, you know, obviously having some feelings about this upcoming game. I can tell you that my good Tennessee fan friend also has some feelings and cannot stand Purdue or Zach Edey and is still upset about their earlier matchup this year.
Explain who Zach Edey is.
Zach Edey is the 7'4" center for Purdue, the National Player of the Year for the second year in a row. First person to do it since Ralph Sampson in 83 and 84.
But when you're that size, doesn't Player of the Year just mean tallest player? Like, what's the difference? Come on. Is that guy good at basketball or is he just good at being really tall?
Look, that's part of the skill set of basketball. That's like saying, is this person a good receiver because they can catch the ball?
No, that's different because catching the ball is a skill and being tall is not a skill.